The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Creflo Dollar shares the true meaning of prosperity.
Well, you don't use people to get things. You use things to bless people.
And later, a family moved to help others.
My heart started leaping to try to help those kids. It dawned on me, I've tied up so much of my resources in all kinds of other things.
Stay tuned and learn how you can walk in financial peace and bless those in need.
I'm James Robinson, and Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. Betty and I really get up very early in the morning. We don't suggest you get up as early as we do. We do watch our program, by the way, virtually every day, and we watch it on Discovery Network, as well as sometimes on Daystar or some of the others. But we watch it normally for us at 6:30 in the morning in the central area, of course, 7:30 on the East Coast, and it goes across the country. But Betty and I find ourselves getting up normally between 4 and 5 o'clock, and we spend a tremendous amount of time praying for you. Now, that's not just something I'm saying because it sounds like the ministerial correct thing to say, but it's really the truth. And my precious wife, when she prays for you and, of course, for our family, as she goes into the Word and God speaks to her, and recently she directed me to Psalm 112, and I'm going to share that with you because it really is the word to every person today who is alarmed about bad news. And you know, when you turn on the television or you listen to all the different forecasts or read the newspaper, Betty, it's pretty bleak. And there's a real concern about the economy and about jobs. And we should be concerned about it because we've made a lot of poor decisions as a nation and national leaders. And we've dug a pretty deep ditch. But God is the one who lifts us out of the ditch. And He's the one who can redirect our steps, and He wants to do it. But for you, as we pray for you, God really has given us a clear word. I want to share with you in a few moments some specific things that God put on Betty's heart while we were praying. And I just went to it, and my heart leaped. And just let me say this to you. We are offering you a series of teaching, More Than Enough. It contains true prosperity, which is really not about riches and wealth by the world's definition, but that is greater than anything money could ever buy. But it doesn't limit the monetary or the material. It just keeps us from allowing our hearts to go after it. Our hearts go after God, and then the monetary follows the will of God. And really, God directs our steps and even how we manage or use our money and bless others. More Than Enough is teaching from some of our greatest guests gifted in particular areas to touch a need, a concern for you. And we're offering this to you, those of you now. We want you to know that as we close the year and begin the new year, we're asking you to help us with all the outreaches of life, which includes Life Today, ministering to you every day. And what I'm about to share with you can totally transform your life, as well as other guests you're going to hear today, and that's in this material, where God has a more than enough that to meet your needs, and there'll be enough left over, Paul said in writing to the Corinthians, that you would be able to meet the needs of others. And I really believe you not only want your needs met, you want to bless others. God said, I want to bless you so you become a blessing. And Betty and I continue to teach what the Bible does teach. It is more blessed to give than to receive. There's no greater blessing than blessing others. I want you to listen to the teaching and the truths. And by the way, you can get this material. We'll tell you how in just a few minutes. Betty directed my attention to Psalm 112. No doubt I'd read it. But she saw it in light of her prayers and concern for people today that we see and that we hear from. Just listen to what the Word of God says. How joyful are those who fear the Lord. You delight in obeying His commands. Your children will be successful everywhere. That's not just in making a living, but in knowing how to live. They themselves will be wealthy. This implies far more than money. It implies something that money can't buy. It implies a peace and a joy and a little self-control, an under God control life that is so blessed that you experience what no amount of money could ever provide and no lack of it could ever take away. It is the abiding joy, the true happiness that the Lord wants for you that you long for. God says you will have it. You'll be wealthy. And your good deeds will last forever. What you do has eternal significance. It's going to last forever. It's not just for today, but it affects the future. It affects eternity. Your life has a kingdom impact. It makes a difference now and forever. Light shines in the darkness for the godly. When it looks dismal and dark and overcast and gloomy, you got light to direct your steps and your path, to direct you from and to, from that which hurts to that which blesses. Get this, they are generous and compassionate. Who is? The ones who are blessed, who are living according to the will and righteousness of God. They are generous and compassionate and righteous, His righteousness. Good comes to those who lend money generously. In other words, I'm looking for somebody I can help. Even if I wouldn't collect interest, I want to help them. I'm not thinking about myself. I'm looking at their need. I want to meet it. Such people will not be overcome by evil. They do not fear bad news. That's verse 7, Psalm 112. They don't fear bad news. What the news reports deliver, what doomsday soothsayers say, these I'm all right. I'm concerned for people who are in trouble. But I'm not afraid because I trust in the Lord. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. He is more than able. He is anxious as well as able to bless us. They are confident and fearless. They can face their foes triumphantly. Now then get this. They share freely and give generously to those in need, and their good deeds are remembered forever. Betty, they share generously. They want to meet needs. That's typical of the majority of the viewers of Life Today. Do you know something that we have heard over and over? People said, James, we've been faithful, even when we're challenged. We help. We just meet needs, and God's blessed us beyond measure. So many of the people have written and say, you know what, we're okay. But then we have some who say, you know what, I am struggling. Well, that's why we want you to get more than enough. We want to share with you insights that will help you know I can trust. He is going to make a way for me, no matter how challenging it is, because He's got a purpose in my life. So no matter where you are, He wants to meet your need. And you know, Betty, one of the things that we've shared with our viewers that really blesses them is that if you really want your needs met, you want your prayers answered, seek to be an answer to someone's prayer, seek to meet someone else's need, release life, share life freely, you begin to experience it fully, and we found that to be true.
Absolutely, James. And what you just shared is about being complete with God in our lives. God is that completion. You may have the material success, but if you don't have God along with that, you're going to make a big mess in your life. You're going to come away empty. God wants to be fulfilling in your life. He wants to make you whole in with the Spirit of God, and then He wants to bless us so that we might bless others. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I want you to hear from one of our friends who has blessed the outreaches of Life all over the world many, many times, along with his family of believers. And he is a pastor who ministers to many people in the inner city. Many people have been challenged, and he showed them how they can find the blessings of God in their life and be a blessing. And he teaches one of the lessons that's fabulous. And you talk about people who feel like, I'm helpless. He's going to show you how you don't have to live helpless. And it's not an exaggeration. And he's a blessing. I want you to listen to one of our guests, and he's going to tell you why God wants to bless His people, how He does it. Listen to our friend Creflo Dollar as he shared with me and Betty and with viewers like you.
Well, you don't use people to get things. You use things to bless people. And money is for loving. Mm-hmm. When you understand the purpose of money, then you won't abuse it. For example, here's God Almighty taking the children of Israel out of bondage, and He puts the wealth of Egypt in their hands. Well, He's got a purpose for that. What's that purpose? So that He can lead them in the wilderness and to a mall. There are no malls in the wilderness. Isn't it just like God to put billions in your hands and take you to the wilderness where there's no way to spend it? But what was the purpose? You see, in Exodus 25, God commanded them. Now, the same God who put the money in their hands is now the same God that's turning up and saying, all right, now let me see if you'll give to me from a willing heart that which I've given to you. Mm-hmm. And so he moves down to verse 8, and he gives the purpose for the wealth that he put in their hands. Build me a sanctuary. Build me a tabernacle,
a place
where I can dwell.
Yes.
Now, how does that translate into what we're doing today? Hmm. Well, when they support Life Today, when they support this ministry, they enable this ministry to do the things that they're doing. But right now, it takes cameras so that you can get the broadcast in their area. You got to go get the broadcast and purchase that. But what happens is when this unsaved person comes off the street and they look at this television broadcast, the people that sowed into the ministry, that enabled the cameras to be purchased, that enabled this to be purchased, that enabled that to be done, so that that person can receive the love of God and the gospel preached to them, then they get saved. And because of that money, now Jesus has a tabernacle, a place where he can come and dwell.
That's right.
The purpose of money is something that we've got to get a hold of. The purpose of money is to build tabernacles. When you're building water wells and people see the love of God, then the love of God ministers to them and they realize, oh my goodness, I can receive your Jesus. The money that it took to build a well, to demonstrate the love, that ministered to the people that decided they want your Jesus, now he has another tabernacle where he can come in and dwell. And that's what I see. When we release seed into this ministry, the seed that we're really releasing is the seed of love. Mm-hmm. Because we let it go because of the love of God. We sow, we give because we love God, we honor God, and we respect God. And when you honor God, he will honor you with honor that comes from him only.
Wow. Boy, do I pray you get that. Honor him. Let's create those holy habitations, those tabernacles where God's glory can dwell. And we're the temple. So it's when we reach people, as we minister to you and reach out to you. And by the way, I pray you will call today or go online and say, I want more than enough. I want the teachings. You need to hear everything that he shares. He's got an entire message on a CD here. It's one of the CDs along with those Jimmy Evans teaching couples. Absolutely fantastic. Robert Morris talking about the blessed life. I mean, how to really be blessed to be a blessing. Not get it about getting, but get it about giving so that you can bless others and let God manage your resources no matter where you are. Sometimes in those most challenging moments, we take the biggest step of faith. Now, I want you to listen to a pastor who hadn't managed things right, but this program, sponsored and presented by love, by the people who are gracious and compassionate, by people who care about others, I want you to listen how Life Today impacted him so that it not only impacted his life, but his church family's life when he grasped the truth. And he didn't turn away when he saw a need that he should meet and God wanted to enable him to meet, but he had to make some corrections. Listen to the Harvey's testimony. Incredible.
And my wife had I tend to stay up a little later than her. She was already asleep, and we were watching your program.
Probably we try to come on at all times of the day.
Yeah.
Early risers, mid-day. We try to catch all of them.
You caught me. Yeah. You caught me.
We were after you.
Yeah, you were. And I understood from the book that the Lord wanted to work in my heart, that giving was a heart thing. It wasn't just a mechanical. It wasn't just 10%. It was a heart connection with him. And because I'm a pastor, I've just have a lot of people appealing to me for missions money. Mm-hmm. And I'm not proud to say it, but we have so many. I learned how to kind of tune my heart out because I couldn't help everybody. I was watching, and you finished your talk with your guest. Mm-hmm. And you were helping kids. You were helping them with water at that time, but you were reaching out and doing what you do, and that's mm-hmm. reaching out and touching kids.
Yeah.
And immediately when that segment of the show came on, my natural response was to, again, kind of flip the switch, kind of turn off the, okay, here comes the appeal. I've heard 1,000 of them, seen 1,000 videos. Yeah. And that's horrible, I know, but I'm just being real with you.
That's right.
And I reached up to kind of flip the switch off, to kind of go, okay, the program's concluding. And I flipped it, and nothing happened. I kept watching these little kids, and they weren't just a film. They were people.
Yeah.
And I reached again because I thought something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And I tried to flip that switch off again, and I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, these are people. And all they need is money. That's it. The only thing between them and living is just money. And I'm here in the Woodlands, Texas. I'm in the United States, and we have so much money. And all of a sudden, you know, the scripture, where your treasure is, your heart is, I realized my heart started leaping to try to help those kids. And you begin to say, if your heart's being touched, here's how you can help us. And you put some amounts out there. And I realized, I, as my heart was leaping, and I said, hey, we're going to do something, it dawned on me. I've tied up so much of my resources and all kinds of other things. My heart was leaping, but my finances, the ability to touch it, I couldn't follow it up with the amounts that you were bringing out. And that's when the Lord spoke to me. And I told the Lord, I said, okay, God, I get it. I've tied my monies up in all kinds of selfish things. And now you're touching my heart, and my heart is leaping. And what God wanted to happen is when my heart leaps, He wants my money to be able to be right on the back of that, to be able to help. And I hadn't stewarded well. And my wife and I, we made a commitment. We're going to steward our finances. Mm-hmm. Our heart got affected. Mm-hmm. And I can just tell you, we've been changed people from that time. Yes. Our lives are changed. Our marriage never been sweeter. We've had more fun. We're having more fun now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God is so vitally interested in you. And you come to realize that when you begin to express His vital interest in others. When you see a need, you say, God, I'm going to meet that need. It's like giving out of the first fruits of all your increase. That's when God blesses, when He's first. So put the needs of others first. We want you to get more than enough. I want you to hear the teaching by Jimmy Evans, by Robert Morris. I want you to hear Dr. Caroline Leaf talk about how men and women think differently, even their minds, our brains are different. But it's necessary that they be different so that we become complete. We need that difference. And it relates to finances. Jimmy Evans talking to couples, he's one of the greatest teachers. I'm telling you, you talk about a double portion anointing to help couples. And in this CD series here, he emphasizes how you manage your finances as a couple so that your differences don't become problematic. They become part of the healthy solutions. Robert Morris, teaching on the blessed life, has transformed lives and churches around the world totally. We want you to hear what he has to say. What Jay Richards and I share is we're simply talking about an understanding of the fertile field of opportunity that is being made the enemy today. And it's a foolish thing. I want you to see something, because I read in the scriptures how the generous and those who are blessed, when they see a need, they want to meet it. Now, you know, Betty, when we close the year, as we end a year, you and I always try to give the largest possible gift we can as a year-end gift. We like to begin the new year by giving to outreaches. That's something we have done from the time we got married, because we don't live to get, we live to give, and God blesses us. And He's blessed everyone who understands He's first. And we ask you to consider making a gift here as we end the year or begin the new year, the greatest gift you can to help us with all the outreaches of life. But we've got a special emergency right now that our missionaries have brought to our attention, and that's these children, Betty, the majority of which are dying under five. Many of them are just infants, and they need intravenous feeding. They need powdered milk. They need special hands-on attention, and it's quite expensive. But when you break it down by our costs in the advanced world, it breaks out to like 50 cents to feed that child that meal. But we need a lot of these. We need thousands of them. I want you to watch and see the need. And I'm going to ask you, make a great gift to help us with the outreaches of life and also to meet this need the missionaries have brought to our attention. It's very urgent. Watch.
This child's 3 years old, and you can see all of the traditional signs of just a bad case of malnutrition. Their hair changes color, their hair really thins out.
This, what you see, this is the real Bombay. And children do not have anything. Whatever food that this child is holding right now that you see, whatever they get is whatever they pick up over here, something is lying down, whatever they find, or if somebody just, you know, throws something from the rickshaw.
No, it's an inconceivable sight. It just, there's nothing that prepares you to see a child in this kind of condition. It is almost unbearable. And you know, I think, how in the world does this happen?
In many countries around the world, severe drought, famine, and shrinking food supplies have left the youngest of the young feeling the harshest effects. Mortality rates are on the rise, and it is the infants, toddlers, and those under the age of five that are most susceptible to disease and sickness.
It's a typical little, poor little child's doll. This little baby closes its eyes and opens its eyes. It's some little child's toy. And you know, one of the saddest things of all, Betty, is that many of the little children that play with this before they're five, they die, and their little eyes close, like this little doll. They close and never open again. And we want to give them a future hope. Boy, little child's doll got my attention. I noticed the eyes, and you've seen so many of the little children's dolls. They lay them down, their eyes closed, they sit them up and they open, but these little children, it doesn't matter how the mother holds them, Betty, gets so weak, they never open.
You know, James, as I was watching that along with you and listening to Beth and the other missionaries there, that their hearts are just broken, and I think, it is unbelievable when we see scenes like this. We think, how can that be? We don't want to think about it, but we must think about it. These children are dying. Without our help and our reaching out in love to them, they have no hope. I hope you will join with us and let's give them some hope.
Yeah, you really do literally become their hope and their answer. And perhaps the answer to the prayer of their mother or a missionary. Would you? And you're so special. You know, we spent the entire program telling you that we care about you, and we do. I mean, with all my heart, I want God to bless you so you can live to be a blessing. We're asking you from the very bottom of our heart, make the greatest gift you can. You're giving the greatest by helping us save these children's lives. In the emergency feeding clinics, we're told we need 400,000 of these emergency meals. And I'm asking you to help us with that. It's a considerable amount of money. And as we close the year and as we open a new year, we always trust God because it's essential as we close year and begin a year that we have an outpouring of support for the Outreach of Life, for this television program that touches hearts every day. I've said this many times, and I think it's important you remember it. 80% of the calls every day, many times 90%, are not calls where somebody says, I want to help that person. They're calling, so would you pray for me? You better believe it. Would you care about me? Yes. That's why we're offering more than enough, because God wants to meet your needs. And he asks us to bless others. We're asking you as we close the year, begin a new year, make the greatest gift you can. We'd love to send you as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul panteth after thee, the longing for God, beautiful bronze. We'd love to send that to those of you who will make a special year-end gift of $1,000 or more. Some of you, thank God, can give far more than that. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know that we've ever needed an outpouring of support any more than we do now, because the needs of others are great. And there's some people who say, you know what, I can't do much now. But there are others that can say, you know what, I'll step up in their place. I can do even more than I ever imagined. We're asking you to do that. And for your gift, whatever gift God puts on your heart, we'll send more than enough. It's the CD teachings. It's the book True Prosperity, which is so much more than just money. It's about living richly with real wealth, but also how God will bless the decisions you make and enable you to be a blessing. And then if you'll make a gift of $100 or more, I want to send you something that many of my staff have said, this teaching by Rabbi Lapping from the Old Testament. And you know, God does bless the Jewish people, but there's a reason they come to understand principles and truths. And then other books that will bless you that we'll send, that'll be a tremendous blessing to you. Would you right now dial that number, take your bank card, make the largest gift you can? Would you do that? or you can write a check, make it to Life, or go online, lifetoday.org. But you make the greatest gift you can. And then you ask for this material that will be a blessing to you. God has more than enough. Thank you for helping us touch and bless others.
In recent weeks, we've seen more and more young children under the age of 5 coming to our life centers, clinics, and feeding stations. Most are severely malnourished, requiring special care to properly feed them. Mortality rates are quickly on the rise, and it's a need that certainly cannot be ignored. With your help, we can provide an additional 400,000 emergency nutritional feedings that are specially formulated for children under 5, including powdered milk and intravenous feedings. At a cost of 50 cents per meal, your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help provide 50, 100, or 200 emergency nutritional feedings. With your gift, we'll send you More Than Enough, a new dynamic 8-part audio teaching series that will show you God's plan for your financial peace and provision. Also included is James Robison's insightful book, True Prosperity. With your gift of $100 or more to help provide 200 emergency feedings, you may also request these dynamic books, Thou Shall Prosper by Rabbi Daniel Lappin, Money, Greed, and God by author Jay Richards, and Who Switched Off Your Brain by Dr. Caroline Leaf. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 2,000 emergency feedings, and you may also request the Back by Popular Demand as the Deer bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
You know, I've referenced several times a great year-end gift. This is the last mail day, and you need to get the gift in the mail. I know, Betty, when you come to that tax time, I'm really grateful when I have that credit. I don't want to give, frankly, I don't want to give the government any more money than necessary for them to mismanage. Matter of fact, I want to help them learn to manage it better. But you make that great year-end gift. I pray it'll be perhaps the greatest gift you've ever made, because it's going to help us with the outreaches of Life. It's always going to help us provide those emergency meals that are so desperately needed. And we're anxious to send you More Than Enough, along with the other books and material to help you in your life. Thank you for making that gift.
Join us next week to find out what it really means to have more than enough as we explore God's plan for your financial peace and provision. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.